I want to welcome you to the Drag Champ Show. The three amigos are leading this show, none other than Jake Hodge, Mr. Hoodrich, Ryan Gleghorn, and Gary Don Free, Mr. Drag Champ himself. Now, I wouldn't ride to the store with these three yahoos, but you put them together for some good old stories, some racing news, some results from all over the world. Now, that's a party you just don't want to miss. So, let's tune in, let's hang on, and let's get it on. I want to welcome you to the Drag Champ Show.
So on the Drag Champ Show this evening, is it's destined to be a good one. The guy that is the promoter of the King of the Mountain Series, the new owner of what was Montgomery Raceway Park and what will be Capital City Motorsports Park, and a guy that hosted a junior race and paid all the kids the money he owed him, Ben Willis. What is going on, my man?
Oh, not much, my hero, Jake.
Let's just for a second, just because I told this story whenever the Dream Team happened last year. I told this story about what you said. And, you know, I said, you know, there was this one guy that, you know, we're trying to figure out pairings, and they said, do you want the baddest son of a bitch y'all have? And who'd you say that was?
Was you. Oh, no, I remember. No, it was, I said, I can't run myself.
I guess I'll take Jake Hodge. And, you know, I'm on a team full of people that are way better than I am. So I feel, I appreciate the ego stroke, and I know that you was trying to get in my head, but, man, you're a good time anywhere you go. Has it always been that way for you?
I guess I like to smile. I don't want to take myself serious because ain't nothing about me to take serious. but I just like to go out and have fun. I do this stuff as a hobby, and even down to the promotion part of it, I do as a hobby, and got my kids on board with me, and I try not to take life too serious.
For something that you do as a hobby, you sure have taken a leap into something that is not very hobbyish.
Yeah, that's what somebody told me. I might have overstepped my bounds a little bit, but
yeah, like,
I mean, I like to gamble. I like to party, I guess. So we're going to find out how much.
You've seen it a little bit probably from the promotion side of it. As a racer, you feel like everyone at the racetrack's your friend. And then you like go to the other side of it. And then they get it's like your friends are just yelling at you half the time.
That's true. I find that in promotion a lot. I found that this weekend in promotion a lot. I don't know that I've ever put on a race that I didn't find that. But
no, I mean, you always have at least one person. But
you gotta have that one. You gotta have one caring at every event you have. Yeah. But you know, it is what it is. You know, like the Laster Mountain deal. I didn't go up there to make a killing. Of course I went to make money, but I didn't go to make money. I went because nobody else would. And, you know, I'm probably stupid for, you know, because I have to park my race car to go make everybody else happy. But for the most part, the nine great comments you get out of the 10 makes it worth it.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
You always going to have that one. I mean, I don't care what you do, but it's even like that in coaching baseball. Probably worse than that in coaching baseball. But Montgomery, it wasn't planned on. It actually started out as a joke. But then it got serious, and it got serious quick, and it all happened really quick. And so this year, everybody knows coming out of the million, everything that went on down there, there's a lot of updates that's got to be done at the track. That's the reason – we have no intentions of running any bracket races till I think we're going to do one in August, which I haven't come out with this yet. We're going to do one in August. We're going to do one in September. October, the week before the million, I'm going to have the Mike Smith Memorial Race. Of course, everybody knew Mike. Mike around here. And it's going to consist of 320s. I don't have it in front of me. I think it's 320s, 275 car cap, $400. We're going to do that deal, and there'll be, I think it's a $5,000 duck race every evening. But I have, I've got a brand new timing system coming left today. CompuLink system going in with new sensors. The scoreboards are whacked. I mean, I went down there and turned them on.
Yes.
Left side had 7 digits out, right side had 3. The right side, when you turn it on, it sounds like a tractor running. So I cut them off, picked up the phone. We've ordered all brand new wireless LED scoreboards.
Just like that, huh?
Yeah, just like that. So I figured I just, you know.
As he looks up at Melissa, yeah, just like that.
Yeah, she don't know a lot of what's going on the account side.
I prefer not to know a lot of what's going on that side.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. You don't want to see the numbers. Yeah.
But we did that, and we had the track ground. It's going to be ground. Brandon Mass is coming in, and they're going to fix – you know, they had just redone the 330 area there where they always had problems, and they never finished it. But he's coming in to finish that, put everything down. We're going to start with a new pad. The older guy that – not an older guy, the kid just grew up there that was there whenever the track was real good, Jeffrey, he is coming back to work for me. Great guy. Everybody at the racetrack loves him. Him and Bobby are two – big pieces of glue that'll make this thing go back to working. Like I said, we're going to try to honor the contracts that were there this year with a lot of the grudge racing. And they have a truck meet there that's crazy every year. And then, like I said, I'm going to try to do a couple of bracket races toward the end of the year just to make sure all the time system's good. But starting next year, we're going to be balls to the wall. We're going to have a big bracket series. Y'all know me, I'm going to bring big junior races there. A couple of them I already know of. Our Halloween race will move there this year in October. That was so big last year. But I'm going to move into the radial world a good bit. That's one reason Brandon's coming in to help train us to into the radial world. Cause that's where a lot of your big spectator stuff is going to right now. And, and I mean, I've got a goal to go in 350s on radials. That's my goal. And somewhere, some way, somehow, I'm going to keep on till we do it. But I want to get the track back to what it should be. I have help that also wants to see the track get back to where it should be. And I'm excited about it. Everybody, all my friends, family, we're all excited to jump in this thing. You know, yes, it is going to take me out of a race car a lot more than I'm used to being to. But my biggest thing, as long as I got a place my kids can race, I'm fine. But we're going to schedule some things around to where I can maybe hit some big money races the latter part of this year and next year. But that's probably going to be the biggest hurdle that I see right now. It's just me standing on the sidelines every weekend. But if I can bring this place back to what it used to be, bring the crowd back to what it used to be at Montgomery, if not better, that's what I want to do.
But, how many S10s do you own?
Do what?
How many S10s do you own?
Two.
You've had more, though, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, probably 50. I've got
all S10s.
No, I've got two S10s, a Chevy 2,
a lot of juniors, a lot of junior parts.
I've got three juniors. I got that top sportsman Camaro if anybody wants to buy one, and I got a couple other I ain't gonna talk about right now.
Hey, BT has grudge raced that car before with Bird, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That car's been down the pad in New Orleans. That's a good car. I mean, I'm sort of hoping people don't buy it because I want to drive it some. Yeah. But that's a very good car.
If you do really, really extended payment plans, I'll get it right now.
Well, I'll take $25,000 down and you can pay me the rest when you get here.
You'll
owe me nothing when you get here.
Sounds like a hell of a deal.
That's right. Buy here, pay here. That's what I told Brandon. We need to just finance it through their car lot. We're going to buy here, pay here deals, and they'd be good to go.
Then he could repo it.
He would repo it. Yeah, very quickly. You wouldn't miss many of payments on that thing.
No.
Yeah.
Old so Brandon. you've kind of been there and done it all, but kind of talk about how the trucking company started and how you got started in the whole drag racing thing and at what point it started getting out of hand owning a whole bunch of cars and all that good stuff.
He's got a very supportive wife.
you've obviously never bought your wife a firearm for any kind of holiday.
I did buy her one for Christmas last year.
That's how I keep him in line.
Yeah, I bought her one for Christmas last year. It was the funniest video you ever seen on Christmas morning, her shooting a gun. But
I can shoot a gun.
Yeah, but I've started out in the trucking industry just 21 years old and saw everybody driving trucks. So I thought I would too, and then I went to school and every trucking company I went to work for knew that I had a transportation degree or a logistics degree, so they kept pulling me in offices for years. And then finally one day I said I'm gonna do it myself, and That was 15 years ago, and we've been running the trucking company ever since. Far as racing, I guess I was been in racing since I was in diapers. My dad raced back then. They raced 5 and 6 days a week. They had tracks everywhere. It was a common thing for them, and just grew up around it and never got out of it. And I look back at it now to where a lot of people I went to school with that are in trouble and been in trouble, and I look back now and think that they got in trouble for, I'd have been right there beside them if I had not been at a racetrack. So that's what leads me into junior racing like I am, is I know my kids are with me. You know, it's it means more. I know it keeps them out of trouble. Most of the time it keeps them out of trouble. My son can't stay out of a mud hole in a golf cart at a racetrack, but at least we keep him out of legal troubles. But I've been very fortunate that, you know, God's blessed me very well with a supportive wife that she does. She, y'all just know the trucking company and the racetracks. Y'all don't know the other stuff I get us into. But she's always supportive, whether it passes, fails, and I couldn't do it without her for sure. But my kids, they've caught on to racing very well. My oldest is more excited about going to racetrack than I am. Now, is he going to be excited when it's 150 degrees out there and we're scraping the track?
No.
I'm going to answer
that question for him. No.
Yeah.
When you've been at the racetrack all day, you finish at midnight, but you got to race the next day, and you got like what feels like 3 feet of fucking rubber on the racetrack. No.
Yeah, that ain't going to go well, I don't think, but we're going to try it anyway. But,
you know, I kind of like how you started out this whole deal is, you know, it wasn't an excuse made. There wasn't this and that. You came out and said there is an issue with the racetrack. We're going to fix it. Not throwing shade anywhere, but, you know, the old go around was, oh, well, we didn't know and this and that and a whole bunch of other stuff. And that's not just with Montgomery. That's a whole bunch of other racetracks. But, you know, getting out ahead of your problems, I think, is going to do a whole lot for you in that regard, right?
I hope so, because, you know, I want to promote, especially through social media, because everything's on social media now. So, I mean, I want to promote all the updates to the track, you know, everything we're doing, pictures, you know, people can see that we're actually trying to make a change there. Because, you know, it's just like with the name change we talked about earlier, you know, if you don't change everything from what it was, then it lingers. You don't have no – because I know for a fact when we first open up, it's got to rebuild. It's got the bad stuff on it that's got to come, you know. But I hope by showing everybody what we're doing and putting forth the effort, putting forth the money, you know, I've been on the phone with Brock Meyer. He's been great to, you know, talking to me. And, you know, the problem with the million, there's 5 or 6 stories there of it, you know, to who, to what, to when, to where, it don't matter. We're going to put it all new, and if it's trouble there, then we got our own problems instead of trying to fix somebody else's. So that's what we're going to go with. You know, I want to bring some big money bracket racing back there next year because, you know, that's where I come from. That's what I like to do. Personally, that's what I like to do. But one thing about the way I guess I grew up, I've been around everything. Grudge racing, I mean, index racing, heads-up racing, you know. Therefore, I feel like I can at least make a go at it in all aspects, because the days of weekly bracket program, I don't know how it is out where y'all live, but here it would never survive on a weekly program.
It's well in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm sure. But here it wouldn't. I remember growing up, Montgomery used to be the old track used to be the place to go. I mean, every Friday night, 120, 30 cars. But now Montgomery really doesn't have a lot of local bracket racers anymore, because it's been gone. That local bracket program has been gone for so long. Of course, the Glenn Smith Chevrolet thing, it does good, but it survives on out-of-town cars, and which I guess most big money races do survive on out-of-town cars. But I got big plans. I got big dreams. I got big thoughts. Now, if I can make them happen, that may be another story, but it ain't going to be from lack of trying, I promise you.
What's the curfew on BT making a time hit?
BT got to show up at one of my races first.
Well, you know, he's got the world famous video of him making a time shot at 2:30 in the morning. Is you know, is that allowed?
No.
No.
Let let me tell you the story about that. We got a curfew now because everybody set off fireworks at 4 o'clock in the morning last year.
Everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that didn't go over well with the city, and I've already been talked to about that, and I wasn't even there. But we do have we got a self-imposed curfew of 12 o'clock to try to keep the peace everywhere yet. A lot of people don't realize this, but the zoo is right across the street.
Oh, wow.
The zoo animals do not like that.
Yeah, they're right across the street. So you set off fireworks over there, then it gets a little iffy over there across the street. So
I can only imagine.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
Sometimes the zoo is in the track, you know, once the after hours parties begin.
No, that's only whenever the generators get stolen.
Yeah, that's true.
Or people get on the construction equipment.
Yeah. That sounds like one of them fun nights when y'all done got into it a little much.
I ain't throwing nobody under the bus. There's enough videos of it out there.
You ever heard somebody called Bob the Builder?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That might have been where that came from.
Oh, okay. I've always wondered why they call him that other than why he looks like it. There was a story behind that.
Yeah. Hey, if you do need some renovations out there, just give him a call.
Yeah, that'll work.
And when you lock up at night, make sure you take all the keys out of the equipment. The
Now the only thing I'm scared of is now everyone knows the zoo's over there. After they listen to this, I mean, like, what's going to happen now?
Somebody going to stage up a giraffe the next morning. We got ostrich's heads up.
Hey, you can actually ride an ostrich, can't you?
I'd like to see Cleghorn try it.
Hey, that's a year long free entry if anybody rides an ostrich down Capital City Motorsports Park.
That's lifelong free entries. Oof. Everything. If somebody stages an ostrich.
Well, the problem is you're going to have Bird there trying to do it because Bird can actually touch the ground while on an ostrich.
While on an ostrich.
That's true.
He thought the first ever thing could stand on a giraffe and his feet touch.
It's all dude.
Yeah, anybody can stage an ostrich. If you can go 500 on an ostrich on the tree, I'll do lifetime millions.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably spend a lifetime in jail.
Hey,
but...
Yeah, I ain't got to worry about you because you can get out of jail to go to them.
Cam's excited about going to the racetrack now. Wait till he's scooping up ostrich shit for 10 days.
Imagine heating that with a torch. Well, you heat it and it'll run off.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
Please video the first time you make him scrape.
Please video it.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see how much fun he has then.
Yeah. It'll be a multi-part video.
I bet.
It'll be a multi-part video first time I'm start scraping, I can't say.
We talked about some races later in the year. So when's the how much you obviously have a lot of work you said you were doing right now, but what's the kind of opening day look like?
We're gonna do that no prep deal March 27th, which is basically trying to get some rubber on the track, which I think is gonna end up being a bigger deal than I ever thought of. And then we got some grudge stuff. We have this stuff down here in Montgomery they call Freaknik, which is just it's a little bit of grudge racing, a whole lot of partying. I think they've got a twerk competition that pays $500. So,
you need an announcer?
This might be right up Jake's alley.
Well, I was gonna say Gleghorn's probably.
You might have to change your tone a little bit at this one. You can't have that country tone at it. So,
I actually just as seen on Double O Shit Show, Gleghorn can rap, so he's on it.
I'm in. Let's go.
Uh oh. We got a truck meet that comes up that does real big. I mean, it's a big truck show and 2,000 rednecks and beer. So that's always a good thing. And
also in
the bad thing is we got a swamp at the end of the track. I don't know if y'all ever rode around in Montgomery. We're surrounded by swamp. We got alligators everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're as bad as West Palm in certain times of the year. Well, there's a big old mud hole down there that. Usually every time after this truck meet, they used to keep a track hoe there that they'd have to dig trucks out the next day out of it. They'd dig five or six trucks out of there. So it's a pretty crazy show for that. We're going to, of course we have our Edmond Hall heads up shows, coming up Memorial Day and Labor Day weekend. But right now, we hadn't pinpointed 100% the reason I hadn't put it out, but August the 14th is when I'm probably going to do the $10,000 free bracket race that weekend. I'm probably going to do $10,000 on Saturday and then a $5,000 race on Sunday with an entry fee. Get us broke into, and in September, I think it's the 11th, we had wrote down we were going to do our 2 5-grands, basically about the same thing I do at Lasher Mountain. Basically, them two races is to at least have a bracket race there this year, and to get our staff, everybody that was on what they called the dream team at Montgomery at one time several years ago, have came back. The computer guy, they all came back to the track. So once I get them broke back in, they feel back comfortable, I think we'll be good. But then we're going to do the 320s the weekend before the million as well. I think we've got we're possibly having some Street Outlaws coming in sometime in October to put a show on. And, of course, the $10,000 Junior Spectacular Halloween weekend that did so well in Atmore last year. We'll be back down there the last week in October. But we're basically just tiptoeing through this year because I still have, I think it's 5 races left at Lasher Mountain. I didn't want to take them out from up there because I promised Carl that whenever that I was going to be there this year to do that. And at that time, I didn't have a clue about Montgomery. And then I just didn't think it was fair to him for me to say, hey, I'm going to do it here and not go up there and help him. So that's the reason we got a lot of weekends we'll be closed. But we got a ton of renovations. I mean, we're redoing bathrooms. The tower renovation is ridiculously everything that has to be done there. And
so, Ben, the first trip I made there, I roll up in the tower, or I text Gleghorn one day, and I'm like, hey, where's the media center and how do I get to it? And he's like, what? And I said, yeah, I need to get like internet. I need to do some stuff, you know, on Drag Champ. And he just started laughing. He said, you're in Montgomery, dude. Just come to the tower and sit down somewhere. And all I had ever seen was this tower, which is actually a pretty good looking tower, you know, from the pictures and video. I'd never set foot in the damn thing and didn't realize that, you know, it wasn't quite the Texas Motorplex or something like that I thought it might be. So,
no, it's got the potential though. When it was first,
it does.
I mean, it's got to be redone. I mean, there ain't no doubt. I mean, but the bottom floor is in real good shape, and the control room's in pretty good shape. The rest of them's just, I don't know if homeless people have been sleeping there during the week or what it is, but it's just got to be redone. But we'll get there. It's gonna take a little bit of time, a whole lot of money, a little bit of time, but we got a huge asphalt program. Project that we want to do, but I think we're going to run out of money this year for that one, though. As much as I've done to the track, because we got a little bit overboard. We're fixing to build, actually, I know the measurements tomorrow. We're fixing to build a huge shop right there, right across from the track there, just outside the grass, to house equipment. And I bought the backup story to this is when I called, I said I bought a brand new system. What I bought was I called Brockmeyer, and Brockmeyer's asked him about a new system, and he was backed up, and he told me he gave me this guy's number out of Spokane, Washington. Said that they had just been out there putting new 2021 systems in. He said, if I build you one, this is what I'm building you. He said, but if you would see if this guy buy this one, he said, since I'm so backed up. So I called the guy. They had put the two systems in, and then 2 weeks after that, the county decided that they're gonna bulldoze the track. And I don't know if any of y'all ever looked on Facebook, Spokane Washington Dragway. That place is stupid nice, a huge place. Well, anyway, long story short, we bought the timing system, all the new sensors, several other computers and stuff with it. We bought a new rotator tractor with a sweeper. I mean, $90,000 tractor from them. It was like 3 years old. We bought a scrubber that is huge, big old scrubber. Try to cut down on some of the old down times and keep the track as clean as possible. And I can't remember what else we bought. Oh, I went a little bit overboard and I bought a freaking jet dryer from out there.
Nice.
I'm not talking about that little bitty one off the back of the truck. I'm talking about NASCAR style. I mean, big trailer. And now I'd have no clue about how to start a jet dryer. So we're going to figure it out.
It's first kind of person like to stage the jet dryer gets free million entries forever.
I think I'm going to bring Brandon down. We're going to cook hot dogs on it. But we we want to get all the equipment. We really want to throw everything at this thing to make it work. Because, this is my retirement plan. So I hope my wife's 401k is paid up well. So, but I think we're going to do good. I feel like once we get all the improvements done, biggest thing is we got to earn back the trust and the dignity from the racers that have been there over the past few years that, left with what they felt like bad calls on rainouts or sprinkles and leaving and sunshining and, just the stuff that's happened over the past few years. The place draws cars. It draws cars from everywhere.
It's in the perfect location.
To me, it's the perfect location. I'm telling you, it's the perfect location for radials as well because everybody, they drive by it every year. It's a perfect location for a lot of things. I actually talked with Cody. I think we're going to bring – we're entertaining bringing a open back down there next year possibly. And I've been trying to talk with some guys at PDRA, trying to put it on a show there. Stuff that's up north that does so good, trying to get something to the south because in the south, we don't – in the juniors, we don't have no kind of junior Midwest series stuff down here. The PDRA doesn't come nowhere near here. I think it's been to maybe South Georgia once, but I don't think it ever came back. I'm chomping at the bit. I'm trying my best. I want to put our name in a hat for a No Prep King event somewhere down the line. I just want to bring a bunch of different type of racing here. And of course we're always going to have bracket racing. I hope we always have big money bracket racing. So that's how I met you guys.
So at what point did it hit you? You got in a hurry, like not got in a hurry, but it all happened so fast that you bought the racetrack and, you signed the paperwork. But what point did it kind of just sink in that, like, any buyer's remorse mixed in there, anything like that? Because I bought, like a $5,000 iRacing setup, and I regret it the minute I paid for it. You bought a racetrack.
Probably the day I opened the control tower and all the wires fell out of the door. That was probably part of it. Now I really don't have any remorse yet. I'm sure it's coming, but people that know me know I like a challenge and I definitely got one, but I'm hoping to overcome it for sure. But I believe we're going to do well. I believe I get to see y'all face to face here pretty soon at this thing. Everybody's asked me, ever since they've found out about this thing, the number one question is, are you going to get the million back? And, I really think the million is probably where it's going to stay for a while. I've always thought that that's the place it needed to be, going to South Georgia for that time of the year and that location. But, if you ever see the million come back, you'll know I'm making some money for sure. But I thank the world of Randy and them. I think their beef was with somebody besides me. But I wouldn't – there's no way in the world right now I would bring them or any bracket race into that track until I get some stuff straightened out because everybody knows you got to be able to admit it. Bracket racers are the biggest babies out there. I know I'm one of them. So if you ain't got it perfect, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. That's the reason I'm not trying any bracket racing now until I can get it as close to perfect as I can. Or it'll never be perfect, but – I want it to be the racetrack that I want to go to.
Well, yeah, you want it to work, and you want everything that's keeping track of who's supposed to win to work.
Right, that's true. We're not running for Chili's cards anymore. We're running for these guys are running for life changing money, and they're paying life changing money. SFG they're collecting a lot of 401ks right now. If you're going to pay that kind of money to me to come race, and it's my job to make sure that you're getting what you pay for. Will I make the wrong call and the mistakes? I'll probably do it on a nightly basis. The only thing I can do is learn from it. And I've been around racing all my life, and I know I'll make the bad call because sometimes you just can't make the right call. You just have to make a call. and be consistent with it. And that's what I plan on doing anyway. But I've got my PA system getting all geared up, hoping one day that I'm able to land Cleghorn and Hodge tag teaming on it. And
all it takes is money.
All it takes is money.
He's done spent all that.
Then let me ride an ostrich or something. I don't care.
Come to Freaknik.
All you'd have to say was he's from Texas and nobody would question it.
Nobody questioned it. Is he from South Texas?
No. Oh, even North Texas.
North Texas. No. Might make it worse.
That might be worse.
Shit, I wouldn't want to be from you're from Gary. Fuck that place.
I'm from Louisiana, dog.
I wouldn't want to be from there either. Sure, that's worse. Be from
Louisiana.
I've been adopted by Texas. I've been here 25 years, so I'll claim it.
What part of Texas are you in?
I'm in Houston, but I've lived in Dallas and Austin, and now Houston. I've lived in them all. So
he just consistently went to worse places.
No.
Like Dallas is pretty bad. Then he went to Austin, which is like the most liberal city we have. Which no offense to anyone who listens liberal, but and then he went to Houston, which I don't like at all. I like the racetrack, but the city itself can like set itself on fire.
The city's cool. It ain't no different than Dallas. It's
they had drive-through strip clubs.
They did have drive-through strip clubs.
Not as liberal as everybody says it is.
So, during quarantine.
Unless you're downtown all the time or something like that, or out at Hippie Hollow. But
is that where Stephen Hughes works as a drive-through strip club?
Well, he does have the pull-out.
Oh, wait, yeah, he does have the pull-out.
I think we got the name.
Oh, man. He's going to be mad at me now. He just worked on my kids' junior for me.
He's fine. He won two races this past week.
He did. He was the Space City king of the 490 class.
I did see that.
Yeah.
He's good. I know he won the million back in the day, but I talked to him, I guess that had been a month or so ago. I didn't realize all the other shit he won back then.
No, yeah. He's a bad dude.
He is a bad dude.
He was traveling for a long time on the big money circuit when he won that million and stuff. And
yeah. That's how he ended up in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that online, but he had a friend in Birmingham. And then somehow or another off of that friend, I think that's how he met his wife. Because she's from, they're up from around Coleman area, I think.
Hey, nobody good came out of Coleman.
Nobody good came out of Coleman. I'll hear you. Same thing happened to Brad Ford. He came from wherever
Washington.
He came from in
Washington State.
Washington and landed there in Coleman.
Holly Pond,
yeah. Oh, that's all, it's like Houston. It's all one little group.
Yeah.
Everybody's cousins.
Everybody's cousins.
And they're all married.
Cousin.
Oh, that's
only one that's not married to a cousin is Adam. He imported one out of Virginia.
Well, AD, the elusive AD.
Yeah.
The only thing that's not elusive is him winning races, but finding any kind of info about it is elusive.
Yeah.
Guy wins and doubles, runs himself in the final, and you never even hear about it hardly. You hear rumors.
Yeah, he don't take winner circle pictures. Mm-mm. You have to mail him the check.
I mean, I know a lot of people don't take runner-up pictures, but he could, like, I think he'd be about the only person who could win the million and won't come back up for the celebration. He'd just go back to trailer.
Yeah, that's it.
Probably so. And he can win some races, though. Good driver.
He's like one of the quietest guys, unless you ever know him. But we were at a racetrack here in Alabama one year, and it was before he got married. He was pretty lit up, I guess. I don't know what he was, but he cussed the track owner on a tractor drying the track from oil down. He cussed him from the water box to the quarter mile and turned around walking beside him, cussed him all the way back. It was the craziest thing ever. But
at least you stop at the water box.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't walking that damn track talking to cuss nobody. Now I'm in a position where all I got to do is stand there and get cussed at. I ain't got – I'm on the tractor now.
Speaking of that, I'm hearing a lot of Ben Willis stories, and I heard there was a story about you told a man that was a little bit bigger than you, he might as well go ahead and call 911 because he's going to need it.
Oh, yeah. Funny you brought that up because we just got off the phone with a promoter about that. Yeah, that got a little interesting. I don't know. I better not bring that story up. I think I'm still under night watch for that. Yeah, that was an interesting day. That was a day I lost about $20,000 paying out juniors, and then it was not a good day, but I did make him that promise. And I meant to keep it as well. And I still would probably keep it. But yeah, it was one of them deals where that was the one deal I put on a race that I didn't have no complaints from the driver, only the one that was supposed to be my partner in it. But that's a whole nother drama story for off recordings. So I had to use a lot of F words in that one.
But we allow F words. Oh, we're all about the F word. Just ask Leghorn.
Yeah.
I run a racetrack too. It's fine.
My wife told me, she said that I'm in a position now that I've got to watch what I say and how I say things.
But she don't care who you hang out with.
She don't care who I hang out with.
Look at the crowd in here.
Yeah.
Y'all are supposed to be better influences.
Yes,
you're supposed to be. You're on the wrong podcast.
Yeah,
you need to call in to Luke and Jed if you want to get into the positive influence
podcast. There, this is the wrong one.
It's a bunch of yahoos, according to our intro guy.
Hey, I'm scared of her. That's just a yes, ma'am situation.
You know, the last time y'all had me on here, I was nervous because it was the first time, and I think I may have told Jake this story. I was so worried to death about watching my mouth because I'm not exactly a church going mouth. And I was worried to death. And I think the first thing you did was MF me right off the bat. I was comfortable then. I knew I was safe.
You're among your kind of people here, Ben. We're your kind of people. That's why we have this podcast. That was our number one deal to do it, is we're going to cuss. And everybody, Ryan and Jake, are like, I'm in. I'm like,
yeah.
That's
right.
That's all he had to say.
That's on the censored. We're on the censored side of the podcast, right?
We just click the explicit rating when I upload this thing, and we let it fly. Nobody's told me that, you know. What is it? Not the FAA. Who's the radio? Is it? Who does all the TV and radio censorship? FCC.
We're not important enough for them to notice.
They
us.
Don't care. They ain't called, so we're gonna keep on dropping them out.
FCC.
It's probably FCC. It's probably the ones that got on to me for putting too powerful a radio station at Lasher Mountain Dragway.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got planes crashing out in the woods. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Those guys aren't paying attention to this. So we just let it fly, and you know.
I like what y'all doing. Y'all bring in a lot more. It's more like being in the pits, cutting up, listening to y'all talk instead of something.
That was our goal, Ben, from day one. That was it. Just like a Saturday night conversation, drinking beers and shooting the shit.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you've done, what you've pulled off of Drag Champ and everything over the past year or so is great for our sport. I mean, from the podcast, the top 10 deal now, you don't probably realize it, which you may do because I think you got a kid in juniors as well.
Yeah.
But you travel around, you see a lot of these kids. When you put out that top 10 in them, it really boosts these kids' confidence. I mean, I'm going to tell you, case in point, Shelby Thurman this year. I mean – that kid turned around this year, and I mean, and a lot of it had to do with her getting some press from you guys. I mean, it made her a better racer. And I mean, what y'all do, you know, it may not affect a lot of the bigger name people in the top bub and stuff, but for these kids, that means a lot, what y'all do on that. And I applaud you for that. Somebody really needed to be in your position to stand up, and y'all did it. And these kids really jump on board with it. Of course, I'm really appreciative for you to have me on. I just like to get on and talk and cut up with these guys. I mean,
when you say it kind of boosts their confidence, does it mean like you could actually make Carson Emmett have a facial expression?
Carson Emmett's got a girlfriend now. He keeps a facial expression.
Man, that kid is a cold-blooded killer.
Oh, yeah. He actually, this past weekend, we're at Lasher Mountain for our first King of the Mountain race. He runnered up on Saturday and won on Sunday.
Let's see if we can see this. There it goes.
Junior Richards.
Yeah, this is our trophy.
Yeah. Hey, he's a bad dude.
I got Graham's trophy. I got, let's see. We got Nasty Nick. Sorry, you people at home can't see him. I'll post him on Facebook.
That's a bad trophy. I need to find out where you had those.
Oh, Theobald.
I got to look up for you, man. Travis Theobald Motorsports. This is the Bradenton Motorsports Park track of the year.
I'll get that next year. You're going to scratch my name.
These guys had like 30,000 votes or something crap, but you know,
we just got to have a bigger trophy for Capital City next year.
Yeah.
2021 track of the year, Capital City Motorsports Park Incorporated.
Yeah.
We'll have to abbreviate that.
that's funny. My buddy, when we made my email address on my trucking company, it's like CS Transport for you. I'm like, you know how many times I have to type in my email every day? You know, I need something simple. So he comes up with Capital City and Motorsports Park 2021.com. So now my email address is this damn long.
It's like Netflix. Are you still watching? Are you still typing?
Yeah, he's still going.
That's the one thing people don't think of when they set up the website, and it's like this real long something.com, and then you got to put that on the emails and everything else. It's like, good gosh, man.
It's like you got to put a hyphen in it and go down to the next line.
I appreciate the kind words, man. I had goosebumps you telling that story about Shelby, and she killed it this year. Was on the top 10 and was in the top, I think, 5 overall for the end of the year. And just the response we've had from the junior racers has been a little overwhelming. I mean, it's that top 10 is bigger than the big car top 10. So it just shows how much they're into it. And we're happy to be able to do something and help people out. And, but it's rewarding when people actually appreciate, you know, the stuff you do. And we're just trying to help do our part to promote the sport and have some fun talking to people on the podcast. And it's nice to know that people appreciate it.
They do appreciate it. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, and starting to see your stuff fly everywhere, drag champ pictures, shirts, everything going up. I love what y'all do with it.
I think that's been the one of the coolest things is just to see somebody's photo from at the racetrack and you go, hey, wait, they're in a drag champ shirt. I don't know why, but that's like so neat that somebody would actually put on something with a logo that I created and actually wear it. It's like it's strange but cool at the same time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's I love what you're doing. I hope y'all keep doing it. The girls that work for you, who was it emailed you today? Was it Peyton or no? Who was it? What's the girl you had that writes it for you?
Probably Peyton. Or Jessica. I think it was Peyton that did the Lasker Mountain deal.
Yeah, she. I think she had contacted my wife. It puts a lot of confidence, especially in like what we do. I mean, what we do is not the SFG stuff. It's not the big stuff you're gonna see Jake Hodge at. It's the smaller guys. And when a smaller guy gets a little ink on him, then hell, it makes him want to go run with the big guys, which is what it should do.
Yeah, no, I think we're trying to promote all areas of sports and racing. So even a weekly bracket race, I had a track contact me today, Big Country Raceway out of Abilene, I believe, right, at Gleghorn?
Yep.
And they were like, hey, we do these posts on Facebook for our race winners, our bracket race winners, and we do, you know, on our website. Would you be interested? And I'm like, hell yeah. I mean, we will take content and we will promote that stuff for people and we'll put it out on the website and you know, that's what we're here for. And that's what we want to do is people to win and feel like they got something for it more than just a check because, you know, our business is based off of notoriety. You know, when you win, you want people to know and you want to be rewarded for that. And so we'll do what we can to help out. And anybody that's putting on races like you do, the Lasker Mountain Series race, I mean, that's a good series. You're putting it out there. You know, and that's one of those things you're not out there trying to be, you know, the big give away $1 million, but you're actually helping those local racers and we want to help you promote that. And when those guys win, we want to be able to put them on the website. So if we can get the information from racetracks and promoters, we will put it out there and do what we can to make sure that the winner gets some attention.
Well, we appreciate that definitely for us. I hope going into next year that maybe we can get on board with something to where it's a steady thing between us and getting out there. I want to get out in front and stay with the whole race crowd on weekly Facebook lives. Cause I mean, social media is where it's at. I couldn't tell you last time I got a flyer in the mail from anybody from a race, but you know,
no, it's all about social media is whether you're on Instagram or Facebook or driving people to your website. I mean, either way, that's how people are, you know, learning. One of our most popular articles this year has been the 2021 race schedule for Norwalk for Summit Motorsports Park. People just keep going. And, you know, these tracks don't realize that once you get something on the internet, people are going to Google it. They're going to find it. And people just every day or every week, there's just more and more hits to something that's just a race schedule where people are trying to find information, you know, and so they're going to websites and going to Google and if it's on our site, they're going to end up, you know, finding it there too. So.
Yeah. It's a powerful tool. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. And the thing is, you can do a lot of that yourself, and then there's a lot of people that can help you out and help, you know, give you that boost by getting your information in front of their audience as well. So,
right. Well, that's definitely, like I said, I hope y'all keep doing it for a long time. It definitely helps the racers' confidence. But it helps us as track promoters, track owners, even as racers herself. I mean, it's just a one-stop tool for everything, really, the way I see it.
Yeah, and we're committed for the long haul. And, you know, I've said it a million times. My wife thought this was just something goofy I was trying, and eventually she realized it was something bigger than that. And so we're committed to invest in this and build it to what we think it can become and be a resource for everyone and a place where we can help promote the sport.
And some of your shows are just funny as hell because, you know, hell, y'all got Bud McCarty on here. I don't know how y'all pulled that off.
I just text him.
You just text him?
Yeah. All you got to do is ask.
Glenn and I called in a favor and I bailed.
Yeah. Jake bails and then it's me and Ryan, and Ryan asking the first question. Bug says, "Yes, sir." And that was it. And it was like this pause. And I saw Ryan's face go, "Oh, shit." And so Ryan got to talking. And it wasn't 2 minutes later. We had Bug going and he got on a roll. And that turned out to be one of our very popular podcast episodes. So we thought it was going to be a little slow right at first, but he got warmed up quick.
Yeah. Bug McCarty, they don't get any better than Bug and that whole family there. No.
We got a scheduled trip this year. He's the only McCarty that hadn't been on here now, huh?
He's got to win something first.
He did, didn't he? Didn't he win?
Yeah, I was going to say he won a big check before Caroline did.
He won a Mockley, didn't it? I think it was a Mockley.
Oh, he won at Montgomery.
Yeah,
he won a five grander at Montgomery.
Are you talking about Tripp?
Yeah, Tripp.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, never mind.
Yeah, we've had Bug and we've had Caroline and Carol on.
Tripp's the only one that hadn't been on.
Yeah. And Bailey, if you're counting Bailey, he hadn't been on yet either.
Bailey's been on.
We did a whole show about Bailey.
That's right, he did.
When you win a 50 and runner up a 50 and win a 5K all in like 4 days, you pretty much make it on Drag Champ Show.
You get a chance, don't you?
Unless you're too shy. We still got some guys that are a little shy, Ben.
Can you believe BT bombed like he did?
Oh, yeah. If you want to dig on Shep Brandon Taylor up, put a camera in front of him.
Yep.
or put him on a mic. I
figured out, Ben, if you just tell people that the episode sucked, more people listen to it. That's literally right. I promise you that we just, you know, beat on that one and laughed about it. And yet, once again, that was a very popular episode. And I kept thinking, what did they tune it in for? We already told them it didn't turn out too well, but maybe they wanted to see the train wreck themselves.
If you want to get Brandon to talk, just put him on here, but let him text you everything he needs to know. Like he's on Facebook, you'll go for 2 hours.
Or get Mikey on here to counteract him.
But you got to really censor it if you can put Mikey on there.
Well, if he comes back on, we're going to have him in his spacesuit.
That thing, I don't know about that. I saw pictures of that this weekend. He looked like he's going to the moon, like I see it. That thing.
Ben, I think you're the only guy I know that, you know, it comes down to you and another guy for the dream team, for your team to advance, and they dial the truck wrong, and you come back 6 months later and do the same shit.
Yep. it involves me and Harrison Crawford both times.
It is Harrison's fault.
Yeah, it's Harrison's fault. We'll go with that one. it was Harrison's responsibility to check my dial in. But the bad thing about it was he tried to change it in West Palm, and then I thought that he was going to get beat up. And I went over to say something to the guy, and he was a lot bigger than me, so I didn't say nothing. I said, I just had to look at Harrison. Just don't do it again, buddy. But yeah, I did do the exact same thing. And I don't know. And what's so bad about the one in Mississippi is my dialing board is digital and it's on the inside. So I'm sitting there looking at it the whole time. So I don't know. I was just wanting to kick Rick Baird's ass so bad. I forgot to do everything I needed to do it.
Not giving him a 10th is not how you do that.
No. I was deep staging, and I almost reached out there and wiped the deep off my window when I went to stage and realized it, but it didn't work.
Yeah. In your defense, normally whenever you go to a racetrack, you've got a whole hell of a lot going on. Normally you've got your kid and somebody else's kid and a couple of your juniors. You've got somebody else driving another S10, you know, and you're not shy about your race vehicles. And I know that, you know, if something happened and Greg Horn and I were at a racetrack and you had a truck, you'd let us drive it because you're that kind of guy. But is there anybody that you would never put in one of your trucks?
His wife.
You know, I don't. There's a few probably just because I know how they are, but you know, I've let people drive my stuff that I don't like. I'm not that type of person. I want everybody to have opportunity. If I can help somebody, I mean, it's just equipment. I mean, it's just parts. I mean, if that's all they're gonna do, if they break it, we fix it, or I fix it. I mean, but you know, I mean, I guess I don't know if it's the fact that I'm a nice guy and like that. I think I just like to gamble a lot. So anytime I put another card in a race, hell, I'll put anybody in it. Hell, I put Cleghorn in if he can. I don't know if your legs get into one of them trucks. You'd be like that ostrich with your head out the top.
Shit, I ain't that tall.
Cleghorn's short, man.
I meant Jake. I'm sorry.
I'm still not that tall.
Yeah. I don't think we could hit 5'8 between the three of us if we tried.
We did have an anonymous source want to ask you why you did not name it Big Daddy Ben's Pimp Raceway.
We're going to name the Winter Circle that.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be the only person with a pole in the Winter Circle.
Hey, you do you.
Attendance at Capital City just went up.
That's right.
At Freaknik. They're going to love that.
Did I say I was going to charge you to announce? I'll be there.
Freaknik comes in with a tractor trailer with a pole on it.
Oh, my gosh.
With a pole.
Yeah, just so you know.
Is that because the size of the women require the tractor trailer, or is that because?
Well, they got three divisions.
Oh, okay.
Oh gosh.
Heavyweight, super heavyweight.
You don't want to see the title fight.
Woo. Oh, this is degraded right into our world. We've just brought you right down into our world, Ben.
Oh, gosh.
He's worried about dropping some F-bombs. And
I just make me feel more at home.
Yeah.
Oh, I told my wife that, you know, things that we got to watch our spending at the racetrack, and we got to do everything we can make money. So I've been trying to get her to train for that twerking competition. So if we can. And she ain't working for some reason. Make her ass look like a stutter box up there.
No.
Oh, that puts a whole new meaning to putting it on the two-step.
Yep.
The old man, where we go from there.
Ben, that's somebody's daughter.
So is your girlfriend somebody's daughter too?
Oh man, we're gonna delete that part out because I'm still respected.
Tell us a story about your new woman. I've just seen pictures of her. You got to give us a name and.
Uh-oh, now we're flipping the script here. We're interviewing Jake now.
We need a name, age, bra size. We need all the.
Oh, my God.
We need all the special ingredients that landed Jake Hodge.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, her dad may or might not listen to this show, so I don't know her bra size. She is 20. She's young 20-year-old-ish area. And her name's Haley. There you go.
Haley. Yeah. Is it the same one you was at West Palm with?
Yep, that's it.
Ah. Wouldn't you worried about finding out you had her in a wedding?
Ben.
Oh, I don't know the whole story, but I do remember about being scared because
I do. No, and this makes it that much better.
And this is not getting edited out. This is staying in, baby.
No, that
I just overheard some conversations. I didn't ask.
It's not that I – no, Daddy knew she was there.
He's on the two-step now.
No, Daddy knew she was there. We were granted permission. However, it wasn't a relationship thing at that time. We was just friends, you know, hanging out, having a good time. It was pretty much vacation for the both of us.
Oh, well, dang! I told.
How was the weather today down in Alabama?
Probably not as hot as it's getting there.
Ryan, how does it always go to like an hour before we really get into the fun shit?
Well, it takes a little bit. People to open up, but this is fucking great.
This is good stuff. We got Jake clamoring over here like he's on the two-step.
Oh, my gosh.
Ben, you go ahead and keep asking questions. We're not going to talk about the weather today. We're going to keep moving.
No, you already sent me to the moon. I'm about to see BT there.
You know, I don't know if y'all know this kid. I can't remember his name. It rides around, and one of y'all is going to know him that goes around. I think they call him Earl.
Yeah.
Earl the Polisher.
Can you imagine what he's going to do to that suit Brandon's got?
Oh, man. He had that motherfucker shine like a diamond.
He's going to follow him everywhere he goes, polishing his ass off. That was the first thing I thought when I saw that thing. He'll keep Earl on standby.
Buddy of mine in Louisiana said that he'd have that thing shining like a diamond 3 foot up a goat's ass.
Oh, man.
Okay. I don't remember what that really meant, but it was always fun to say.
I have.
You can make a deal with Earl. You can. That's what I like about
Earl. Earl shows up everywhere. Earl is sort of like World's Waldo. I mean, I literally was going into Bristol Dragway a couple of years ago, and he was out there on the main street walking to the track. I don't know where he's coming from. He just walks everywhere. And somebody picks him up and takes him to the track. Hey, he's all over everywhere.
Hey, he hangs out for a few days, makes enough money to get what he needs to get, and goes to the motel and hangs out.
That's it.
That's the life.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's crazy. It's like every time I roll through the gate, there's Earl. Like, we're in Montgomery 1 week. He was there. I'm like, all right, cool. Bye, Earl. Like, you don't expect to see him again. Shit. It wasn't like 2 weeks later. I was in Georgia. He was there. I see him in Michigan. He come to Vegas. I don't know how the hell he made it to Vegas. I didn't know a Greyhound bus went that far.
He did. He shows up. I don't know where he's from.
I don't think he does either. I don't know.
But he's
a hell of a dude, and he works his ass off. But
he does.
And he's very territorial.
Yes. Yes, he very territorial.
Well, if there's somebody else there that's cleaning cars or polishing wheels or cleaning rigs, Earl's going to make some kind of comment to him, and Earl's not afraid to lose more teeth.
Okay. More teeth.
Yeah,
that's
they
lost one or two.
Not lost it like needle in a haystack lost it. Like it's been gone.
Jake, that's messed up, son.
I never knew how you could lose teeth whenever what you're doing is going through your nose, but
y'all are gonna have to do a lot of editing on this one.
No, we're not.
No, ma'am.
Oh, no. Well, Ben, I do appreciate you shortening my relationship length for me.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, she's going to tear your ass up.
She already is. I told her what was said, and she said, that's going to get edited out, right?
She's select with my editing, Ben.
She's still on the milk carton?
Yeah. I'll come up missing real quick.
I'm very selective what edits out of this thing.
When I started dating her, I had Edmund Richardson threaten me, telling me that he will put me in a hole that nobody will ever find me in. Brandon Cioli said the same thing, and two or three other guys said the same thing, so I appreciate you signing my death certificate.
Anytime, buddy.
Anything to help you out, Jake.
Actually, I'm a little upset in this deal. You just like doubled my workload.
I was going to say, Cleghorn just got more work.
He's fitting the cash in, isn't he?
That's right.
Well, no, now like even like the races me and him work here, I got to announce the whole fucking race now. All I want is a break. That's all I ask for is one break, at least.
Well, Ben, I don't know if anybody else has anything, but I've prepared a little bit of closing statements here for you, and I'll let them finish up if they need to finish up. But
I'm just going to say before you do, Ben, thank you for what you're doing. You know, the races you put on, the races for the juniors. I don't know how you do it, but around here they pay the more money they pay for juniors in Texas, the fewer they have. But you put on a race and have hundreds of juniors show up, and so that's pretty cool what you do for those kids and giving them the opportunity to race for big money and just living up to your word and doing what you said at Laster. I thought that earlier, it was pretty impressive. And we hear about how everybody screws everybody nowadays, but to stand up and do what you say you're going to do, that's appreciated. That's appreciated, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I try to take pride and do what I say I can do. That's all I can do. I've had it done to me, and I'm not that type of person and don't ever plan to be. I hope that everybody on the show, everybody listening to the show, give us a little time. We're going to do something in Montgomery. It's hopefully going to be special. And I hope that if you've ever been to Montgomery, I'm going to encourage you to try to come back because we're going to try to put this place on the map again where it should be. And it's going to take us a little time. It didn't go downhill overnight, and it's not going to come back up the hill overnight. And but we're going to do everything we can to try to get it back to being a championship facility that brings in big money bracket racing, brings in all kind of different race venues for everybody. And I'm looking forward to, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of work I'm looking forward to. And so I hope to see you guys there.
Hope to be there. All right, Jake.
Oh, okay. You ready for this?
Delete.
Ben Willis, bacon and eggs or biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy.
Eighth mile or quarter mile?
Eighth mile.
Chicken shit. Top bulb, bottom bulb?
Top bulb.
What the fuck?
Captain Crunch or Cheerios?
Lucky Charms.
No, that actually wasn't an option. So, Brandon Taylor or Timmy Smith?
Is there a right choice?
You got to bang one and kill one.
I guess I have to bang Timmy because he won't tell nobody. And I won't have no problem shooting Brandon Taylor.
Hey, that reflective vest might be bulletproof, so you better watch out. When it comes to junior dragster, crew chief, an index or a bracket?
Bracket.
Rather wear shorts or pants?
Briefs. Yeah, shorts. Y'all ain't ever seen me in pants. I got too much air conditioning needed.
Left lane or right lane?
Left lane.
10 years into their career, Casey Pesnell or Carson Emmett?
Oh, Carson Emmett.
Buy a racetrack and never race again, or race all you want? Oh, we're already there. All right, that's my last one.
We're already at that one.
Well, Ben, I don't appreciate what you've done for me, but I do appreciate you coming on the Drag Champ show this evening. It's been good hanging out with you, and you're going to do big things. I know that it's going to take time, and I know that's going to you're going to do what you say. You're going to do like you said, just like you screwed me here on this podcast. You told me you're going to do that. But are we getting a junior dragster dream team back together?
We are coming back to try to three-peat. But I know everybody's gunning for us this year, but I think I've got the best five in the country. We proved it 2 years in a row. We're going to try to prove it a third.
Is the 19-year-old Harrison Crawford coming back to turn it red every hit?
No. No, Cameron is back well and healthy, and he'll be back in his car this year, but I'm going to bring Harrison in. He said that he was going to bottom buff somebody, so.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait for him to be 80 in that shit.
He is coming back in the orange truck so he can dial it, and I ain't got to worry about being
misdialed.
So.
Oh, my.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good night, and thanks, Melissa, for letting you use your computer, and we'll see you around.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me on, and I look forward to seeing y'all at the track, hopefully Montgomery near soon.
All right, watch your back, buddy.
You're so fucked.
One of the good ones.
Oh, man.
He turned that right on you, Jake.
Yeah, happens. It's things.
You should have known that one was coming.
Oh, that was awesome. And that got – it was good all the way through, and then it went just crazy good. Jake's still speechless right now.
Poor Jake. I usually don't feel bad for you, but poor Jake.
Well, I think my edit button's broke, so this is just going to post just as it is. I think
might be my last week on Earth, my last Drag Champ show, one of the two.
Well, if you do die, I'll make sure the wagon goes to a good place.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was 66 degrees here in Indiana today, and I spent all day long getting my wagon ready for Ryan to take it racing. So
nice,
thanks, Dad.
Shocks on it.
Got shocks on it. Oil change, valves ran. The windows put back in it. Competitive suspension. Shane Sweert started a company out of Pennsylvania. I put the fronts on last year and the rears on this year.
They do really good work too.
Yeah, very, very reasonable, very affordable. And I called them and they're in my door in 2 days.
Nice.
Yeah. And I've gotten multiple messages today of, hey, where did those shocks come? How long did it take you to get them? I can't get a hold of nobody on shocks. Well, I sold like three sets of shocks today too. So
awesome.
You're a busy man.
And put out a no box flyer and took my kid to school and picked him up. And yeah,
look at you.
Shipped three washing machines from Indiana. They're in Kentucky. Yeah, it's been a great day.
I'm shocked you didn't go somewhere and pick up a new toter or new race car or deliver a race car somewhere too. And
well, I did relist the advanced roadster. It just needs to go. I did that today. I put a new cart for sale. The toter doesn't have to go, so it's for sale, but it's not burning anything up.
But the roadster's in the way.
The roadster, I've pushed
it's on the lift, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I pushed it off. Pushed it off, repacked the parachute today and thought about putting the engine in it, and then I realized I didn't want to do that. So it's been a productive day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this last weekend's felt like racing season. there's racing all over the damn country. Like, we're back. We're rolling.
Yep. We had our first race at Ardmore. It was, we raced Friday through Sunday. It's race season's definitely back. And then me and Jake both be at, hopefully at the Motorplex. Weather's not looking super great. And by the time this podcast comes out, he'll make it. See if he had made a decision if we're racing or if we're not, or weather could have completely changed. But game plan as of right now is I'll be at, we'll both be at the Texas two step. Then I'm leaving, I guess, Monday. We're going to go to, me and Tara be in Memphis on sometime Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll be picking up a Hook and Hillbilly and we'll be headed to Gulfport.
Nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Well, I'll be working. I'll be working while Ryan's driving my stuff.
Well, hopefully I make us a little bit of money, but I ain't promising nothing.
Hey, it's got a fall.
Wait. You're going to Gulfport. That's the foot brake 150, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just make sure we got that in for Galen.
The Savage bottle, Performance foot brake 150 the
bottle will be full, and there's a full drum of fuel in the trailer. I have nothing else I can do for you.
Where are you going to be?
I don't remember. I got it on my calendar somewhere.
All right. Well,
I was going to go to Bowling Green, but I decided probably making money is a better idea.
Yeah.
Well, Austin's got his first Southwest Junior Series race in Temple, Texas this weekend, if it doesn't rain out. I think the whole state of Texas looks like right now it's scheduled to rain. So this weekend, we'll see. Hopefully we all skate through that, and that way everybody can go racing and CP can have a big race. And
yeah, I mean, it would definitely be nice so we could race a couple weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's that time. It's March. Everyone's rolling around. I think first top 10's about to come out.
Yep, posted the first nomination. So by this time it comes, by the time this is out and posted, we'll have our first top 10 of the year. So
I did get a text and say it said I won the first race in 2021 and I got bit by a gator the night before. Does that count? So I think that does count.
I think that counts.
That's one of my nominations. He could probably tie for 10th.
Seven-way tie for 10th. Yeah, but top 10 list, we got 43 people.
Just for you guys, I've cut out almost all the ties.
But
I mean, there's usually maybe only one sometimes.
If Thomas Holly is not the number one, I'm quitting the show.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive what he did. Pretty impressive. Well, this will be a fun one, and it'll be a pretty easy list to put together, and we'll get back into it. And excited, man. Excited to be racing. I'm already I was sitting here thinking that next week I was heading to Vegas for the Spring Fling Million. I'm so excited to actually go out there for that. So I've realized I got a whole extra week. I got to wait, but between that and trying to get my damn race car put back together so I can actually race, I've been chasing this junior around forever and about ready to do some racing of my own. So hopefully in April, we'll be have both cars on the track. So
cool.
But other than that, that's all I got. It was a great episode with Ben Willis. He did a great job. Good to see him doing something with Montgomery. I mean, that's a historic track, and to see him bringing it back and spending the money like that, it should be pretty cool. Venue, and it sounds like he's got a lot of stuff planned for it. So, Capital City.
He normally don't half-ass anything, so I think it'll turn out quite all right.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got a good plans for it, and he's definitely investing the money. So, excited to see some big money racing come back there. But, hell, if all this no prep and Freak Nick and working and all that work out, he doesn't want to do any big money race. There may be more money in that other stuff, or at least more excitement, right?
I'll tell you right now, there is. I don't care how many cars you get, there is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, guys, that's all I got. What do y'all got?
The No Delay Nationals flyer got released today, and go share that.
All right,
there's a free veteran shootout.
Awesome. We'll catch y'all next week.
There you go. Have a good one.